here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 11th of June, 2007. It's the birthday of the poet David Lehman, born New York City, 1948, who for a time tried writing a poem a day. It's the birthday of the novelist Alan Gurganis, born in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, 1947, author of Oldest Living Confederate Widow Tells All. It's the birthday of William Styron, born Newport News, Virginia, 1925, who was a young man when he learned that a girl he had once dated had committed suicide, took a train to her funeral, and on the journey back home a novel took shape in his head about a girl's suicide, which was his novel Lie Down in Darkness. It came out in 1951. And it's the birthday of the poet and playwright Ben Jonson, London, 1572. Once killed a man in a duel, but escaped prison because he'd written a play that everybody liked, Every Man in His Humor. William Shakespeare acted in it. Ben Jonson, who went on to write Volpone and The Alchemist, and referred to his son as his best piece of poetry. Here's a poem for today, a poem from back around the turn of the century by a New England poet and humorist named Sam Walter Foss, a poem entitled The Calf Path. One day through the primeval wood a calf walked home, as good calves should, but made a trail all bent askew, a crooked trail, as all calves do. Since then 300 years have fled, and I infer the calf is dead, but still he left behind his trail, and thereby hangs my moral tale. The trail was taken up next day by a lone dog that passed that way, and then a wise bellwether sheep pursued the trail o'er vale and steep, and drew the flock behind him too, as good bellwethers always do. And from that day o'er hill and glade through those old woods a path was made, and many men wound in and out, and dodged and turned and bent about, and uttered words of righteous wrath, because 'twas such a crooked path, but still they followed, do not laugh, the first migrations of that calf. And through this winding woodway stalked, because he wobbled when he walked, this forest path became a lane that bent and turned again. This crooked lane became a road where many a poor horse with his load toiled on beneath the burning sun, and thus a century and a half they trod the footsteps of that calf. The years passed on in swiftness fleet, the road became a village street, and this before men were aware, a city's crowded thoroughfare. And soon the central street was this of a renowned metropolis, and men 2 centuries and a half trod in the footsteps of that calf. Each day 100,000 rout followed this zigzag calf about, and o'er his crooked journey went the traffic of a continent. 100,000 men were led by one calf, near 3 centuries dead. They followed still his crooked way, and lost 100 years a day, for thus such reverence is lent to well-established precedent. A moral lesson this might teach, were I ordained and called to preach, for men are prone to go it blind along the calf paths of the mind, and work away from sun to sun to do what other men have done. They follow in the beaten track, and out and in and forth and back, and still their devious course pursue to keep the path that others do. They keep the path a sacred groove, along which all their lives they move. But how the wise old wood gods laugh, who saw the first primeval calf. Ah, many things this tale might teach, but I am not ordained to preach. A poem, The Calf Path, by Sam Walter Foss. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. And by RBC Dane Rauscher. For almost 100 years, RBC Dane Rauscher's financial consultants have worked hard to make investing work for their clients. More information at rbcdane.com. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.